Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. This evening, maybe I'll talk a little bit about meditation practice. It's the nuts and bolts of it. It's a tendency here is to give sort of general encouragement, general principles, but from time to time it's good to maybe talk about the practicalities, nuts and bolts, particularly of meditation. Because it's the meditation that people tend to measure themselves with, in terms of, you know, how's practice going? Whenever somebody asks, how's practice going? It isn't, sir, am I keeping my precepts or am I reflecting on Dhamma? It's always, the assumption is always around meditation. So that even though it's just a part of the spectrum of the practice and training, but it is one that we do need to really pay attention to and learn how to cultivate the skills of meditation. One of the most consistent ways that I tend to encourage people to establish mindfulness or the object of attention is to draw attention to the body. There are, of course, many different meditation techniques, methods. But I think in my own experience, in my experience of teaching others, that it's very helpful to bring attention to the body in order to establish that anchor of awareness within the mind, within the heart. So that as we begin the meditation, to bring attention into the body and to direct awareness through the body in a way that allows us to, say, make a connection with what we're doing. We're sitting here, we're trying to relax, we're trying to be settled and tranquil. So to do that by connecting with the body. And of course, part of the bodily processes is the breath. So that the The breath can be either a primary focus of attention, or it can be a secondary in the sense that we use the scanning of the body, going from the top of the head down to the soles of the feet, just getting a general sense of the feeling of the body. What's the the actual feeling? What's the posture like? What's the... is there a sense of ease? Is there a sense of dis-ease? Where is there a feeling of tightness? Where is there a feeling of comfort, relaxation? And then just going through the body in that way. And then eventually, of course, what, as things settle down, then the breath becomes a bit more apparent, becomes sort of rises to the surface a bit more, and then we can settle on the breath. And the opposite is true as well, where we can take the breath as the primary focus, but then it's important to, you know, to recognize what the other, how does that relate to the rest of the body? How does the rest of the body feel as we're breathing? And just using that directing of attention, focusing of awareness, settling of the capacity of the mind to know things and to know them clearly. So that using that relaxing, settling, sort of soothing, because the body is by its presence is quite tangible, and by using that tangible quality of yeah, it's a material lump sitting here, and how to allow that to become easeful, light, with a feeling of kind of clarity. You're using the presence of the body, the sensations within the body, the feeling of the body, and then moving attention through it in a way that is also, you know, very conscious. Now, I think one of the qualities or attitudes or fundamental states of mind to try to bring into being at the same time is also a quality of kindness, because we can try to pay attention, try to be mindful, try to be concentrated, and you know, we can generate a lot of negativity, tension, even a sense of, you know, because the critical nature of the mind is, I mean, it easily runs ahead of things. And so that to bring that quality of kindness, a kind attention, a kindly attention, a kindly quality of being aware of the feelings within the body, with the breath as it's coming in, the breath as it's going out. So that conjoining that awareness with that like a baseline or fundamental attitude of kindness, of loving kindness. Although, you know, we're just using the word loving kindness, sort of, is starts to maybe conjure aspects of, you know, one has to just being kind to oneself, kind to the present moment, kind to the feelings of that we're experiencing in the present moment, is just a fundamental kindness, or sort of a compassionate holding of how we are experiencing this present moment, and directing attention, because we need to consciously direct attention, but sometimes that conscious directing of attention is motivated through striving, through forcing, through a lens of negativity toward experience, or negativity towards our own capacity to be peaceful, or there's certain fear or doubt underlying things. And that quality of kind attention is able to undermine the propensity for those unskillful or unwholesome mental states to gain traction. And because if one notices that that it's those qualities of restlessness or agitation or doubt or worry, critical assessment of things, it tends to really gain traction in the mind really easily. This sort of thought comes up, and then one runs with it. But the need to counter that consciously through a consistent application of that attention to the body, attention to the feelings in the body. What does it feel like? Does it feel comfortable, or does one feel tense or tight or contracted? And so attending to that, and then really trying, so what's the result? But then also trying to bring in this sense of that with, as we sustain or apply attention, apply our mindfulness, there's a tone of kindness in that. There's this quality of kindly recognition that we really want to, we don't want to repeat the tendencies towards suffering. So that as the breath comes in, as the breath goes out, really consciously attending with kindness. As we are aware and use awareness to scan through the body, really bringing that quality of kindness into the mix, consciously, carefully, bringing that up into awareness, and really trying to place that firmly in the continuity of how we sustain our awareness. Because it's very wholesome. It's very positive. It's very skillful. Because for a couple of reasons, just by the nature of the mind, in order to sustain awareness for any length of time, it has to be grounded in the kusala jitta, the mind of wholesomeness, the mind of skillfulness. Because the nature of the akusala jitta, the unwholesome states in the mind gain traction, is that there's an underlying agitation there. It's just intrinsic within the nature of the kusala jitta, akusala jitta. So that quality of kindness is intrinsically stabilizing, settling, by virtue of it being a wholesome mental state. And then it undermines, of course, the tendency of the mind to turn to the either restlessness or aversion or negativity, worry, fear. And that's so that the mind is able to settle. The mind is able to become more stable and solid. Now, as we sustain attention on the body, on the breath, supporting the qualities of kindly attention, or attention with kindness, as the mind is, there's a continuity there. I mean, there can also, it can turn into drift as well. So that it's important to maintain a buoyancy of awareness. Because if the mind starts to drift in terms of becoming unclear, lacking a crispness in focus, well, then it's easy to drift into sort of torpor or dullness. And we all experience this, but it's important to not let the mind drift in that state, because it's not particularly fruitful, and it's not suffering as much as negativity, but it's not a way forward. So that attending to, and that's where again it's really helpful to draw attention into the body. What does the body feel like? Is the body energized? Is the breath clear? Is there the subtleties of the arising and ceasing of awareness of the breath? Are we noticing increasing subtlety or not? Or are we drifting? So attending with increased clarity, increased quality of the, let's say, yeah, that crispness of attention. So that as the mind becomes more sort of, you know, crisp and clear, then allowing the mind to then attend to the qualities of the sense of stillness that's within that state. Now, one of the to do that, one also needs to encourage the mind to stay in the present moment, stay in the quality of now. What am I experiencing now? Again, the nature of the mind loves to speculate, or the perceptions, imagery comes up in the mind, taking one off to another time, another place. But the re-establishing that kind attention with the simple awareness of the body, of the breath, it sort of clears, because one can't, that's one of the benefits of using the body awareness, is that, you know, it's difficult to create a story around it. It's difficult to create a huge proliferation. It cuts through the proliferations of the mind, so that the bringing one to that present moment, and being in this experience of what is here right now. What is it that's coming, or what is it that's arising? What is it that is establishing itself? What is ceasing? So that experience of being in the present starts to become more and more simple. So allowing that simplification of the experience of the present moment. You're not having to analyze it, you're not having to figure it out, you're not having to dissect it into, you know, multiple aspects of being. You're just, what is the experience? What's the present feeling? And then as that establishes itself, again, this quality of kindness, a sort of, there's an assiduous application of attention. One's being diligent, but one's not being obsessive, and one's not pushing so hard that it's tense. There's this quality of kindness that underlies it. So that allows a certain spaciousness to establish itself. That quality of spaciousness, it's important to allow that spaciousness to manifest as stillness, as opposed to spaciousness turning into sort of space cadets and just drifting off. But that spaciousness is in manifesting as stillness, so that really paying attention to the quality of stillness. As the mind becomes still, it becomes very quiet. So that, and then making that very conscious and delighting in the stillness, because it's a very, there's a certain fullness that comes into the mind, into the heart, as we experience this quality of stillness. And just to, I mean, it's kind of an exercise or an encouragement for oneself, just to, as we practice, just how still could we allow the mind to become? Because usually we, you know, from terms of our habits in the world and the tendencies of the society around us, everything is measured by busyness, acquisition, doing, being. And to consciously turn attention to, well, that isn't what practice is about. It's not what say spiritual aspiration is about. Stillness is an important factor and an important actual goal to be allowing to manifest. So that consciously encouraging oneself, right? How still can we allow the mind to become? What does the stillness bring with it? How does that stillness actually feel? What is the heart actually experience as stillness becomes more present? And because sometimes it experiences the mind or the heart sort of just kind of resonates or leaps for joy. This stillness comes. Other times it can, you know, oh my God, I'm disappearing. I've got to think something. I've got to be something. And so, you know, but recognizing what's actually happening. And then familiarizing the mind with that stillness, and seeing that the stillness is a refuge, and the stillness isn't the stillness of dullness, nothing happening, nobody here, checked out. It's a stillness that it's supported by this attention, mindfulness, and because there's the kindness behind it, then we can allow the heart to really abide in that and go into it. And the mindfulness is very, or the clarity of attention is very palpable. It's a strong source of uplift, and it's very energizing. You realize, this is what, you know, this, everything is renewed within this stillness. And so to allow the mind to draw toward that stillness. So that, I mean, it's a very simple practice. It cuts through a lot of the habits and conditioning of the thinking mind, the acquisition mind, the assessing mind, the comparing mind. But that's a good thing. And then just to keep keeping the practice very simple but very straightforward. Mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the breath, but this application of kind attention, and then see where that takes you. Allow the mind to be drawn toward stillness. So I'll offer that for reflection this evening.